all kinds of fun and wacky stuff, dude. We try to keep it loose, dude. Yeah,
you got a niche. You got to tap into that.
A controversial niche, dude.
Very controversial.
All right, dude. We're live, dude. What's so up? Fucking mind your P's and Q's, dude.
Welcome to the Buff Boys. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guests today. Launch party show, monthly in Brooklyn. Surya Deer.
What's up? How's it going?
Good. How nice, you doing? Dude.
Not bad. Yeah. Might edit that credit. Launch party is dead.
Launch party's dead. Okay. Yeah.
Launch party.
What's the new show?
It's a smolder comedy.
Smolder comedy.
Yeah, I run it with. Do you know Dorian DeBose?
Yes,
dear friend.
Yeah.
Of the
yeah,
pod.
Yeah. So he's yeah. So we're moving it to Revision Lounge.
Oh, okay. Ooh, nice.
Next. Yeah. Next one's. Yeah. May 30th.
Okay, so I got the name and the
location wrong. Terrible. I'd love to see you guys do your research.
Yes. Nice. Matt, you better knock it out of the park with the feet of strength this week.
Nice, okay, dude. So it's monthly at Revision Lounge. When's the next one?
May 30th.
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
A couple days after.
That will have already passed by the time this episode drops.
That's not true.
It's about a 3 month. Damn it. It's about a 3 month delay between episodes.
You got all right. Yeah, then I'll be on to my next show.
This one will be in Queens.
You bit me.
Nice, dude.
I actually don't mind when dogs bite.
Yeah, the animals
bite hurt.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
No, because he has like little gummy teeth.
Yeah, dude. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah, he was like fooling around earlier. No, he also knows like how to. You know, he knows how to play. It's just goofing around, dude. But I've never seen him like take that to a guest.
You know what it is? Fun. I'm kind of like I think dogs like me because they recognize that I'm kind of a sucker.
Yeah.
So like it's just I won't ever know when to stop like petting one.
Oh yeah. He's like
if they start whining, then I'll like immediately cave and just tickle their belly and yeah, no, this guy's cool.
Yeah, he's like, this guy has some treats. This guy's got some fun.
Do you like Zin?
He'll have that. He's into that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is a special Mother's Day edition of Buff Boys.
Damn, it is.
We are all ignoring our moms to record a podcast.
Well, my mom lives on the West Coast, so it's impossible, dude.
I saw my mom yesterday.
Well, you should see her today, Matthew.
I called her.
That doesn't mean, but you can easily see your mother, Matthew.
Not easily. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hour commute.
An hour and a half, dude. That's mine is like a 5 hour flight, Matthew. Yeah. Come on.
Surya
is
somewhere in between. You got a 2 or 3 hour drive.
Look,
2 hours.
Look, man, it's out of the way. It's out of the way, and nice, she's and she's difficult to be around.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude, it's a hard thing to put a day out of the year for woman
your mom.
Shit you out.
Yeah,
you know
that's a pretty hard thing.
It's
to
like
do.
Well, you know, like the woman's like pussy and asshole like turn into like one giant hole during childbirth, and like
that's
it never
heard.
It never fucking heals.
Never.
Wait, what does that have to do with you seeing your mom?
Oh, it's like this woman fucking destroyed her body. So.
Oh, gotcha.
So maybe like buy her breakfast every once in a while. I don't know.
Oh, gotcha. I thought your point was so what's even the point of like seeing her? If it's just the same.
They're not even like a real person.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm not gonna get anything out of it.
Yeah, they don't even have two separate holes anymore.
Yeah.
When I see my mother.
That's wild, man. That is a miracle of childbirth. Yeah. Are you an only child?
No, I got like two younger brothers.
Okay, and are they still with mom?
No, one's in college. The other one's in California.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah,
mom's got a little bit of empty nest syndrome. I'm
exactly,
assuming.
Yeah. Mama, yeah. Eggs have, well, eggs,
yeah, the bird.
Well, I guess the eggs hatched a while ago.
The eggs hatched,
the birds,
but all the birds flew away, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It was that was simple enough for me to have gone, and I fucked it up. God damn it.
So, but that's like when moms, like, start finding, like, their fucking hobbies. Usually.
Yeah, dude.
My mom got all political, unfortunately.
Yeah?
Like, she, like, shares, like, a bunch of, like, you know, pro-Joe Biden shit on Facebook.
Was she not political before?
I never looked at her as, like, a fucking, you know, she never, like, made us go to, like, rallies, but now she's going, like, like gun control rallies and shit.
Yo.
It's like, fuck, dude.
Joe's got a real San Francisco mom.
Yeah, very much so, dude. Yeah. Outside of, like, being vegan. Like, she's not, like, she doesn't like any of that vegetarian shit.
Oh, she's not any of that?
No, she's not that, but, and, like, she, like, likes dogs, but she has that, like, she can compartmentalize, like, dogs are nice and you should adopt dogs, but who cares about factory farming?
Didn't she have like she had the Hillary pussy hat?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Oh, that's like, that was one of her That was one of her Facebook profile pictures. Yeah.
Damn, that's awesome, dude.
Like, take this, you fucking rapist. It's like, God damn, dude. The most obnoxious thing. It wasn't as bad as when, like, a guy would wear that hat, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That
yeah,
was the sure. ultimate fucking vile move.
Yeah, when a lady wears the hat, it's like, you know, she's cool.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
it's basically saying, like, I'm a survivor, or I know a survivor.
For sure.
Or don't make me a survivor.
Don't make me a survivor. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, my parents got less political as they got older. I think because they got more like, it doesn't matter, why am I getting upset about this?
For sure, yeah. I think my parents got, like, political in the sense that, well, I don't know. I think they're not, like, Trump people, but I think whenever I talk to them about Trump, they always, like, they always have to go out of their way to state, like, the good things he's done.
Yeah.
As though they're, like, the first people to say it. They're just,
oh, that's actually, like, a great point. Yeah, yeah.
My dad be like, the thing no one ever talks about is how he's actually bringing jobs back to America. And I'm like, no, that is, like, a big point that people bring up when they're speaking to his strengths. But
yeah. Do you, like, you talk about how crazy some dumb shit he did or whatever. It's like, yeah, yeah, it's a shit. But, you know, the trade thing, pretty good.
Yeah,
it's trade stuff, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, now we got all these migrants. Didn't have those under Trump. but yeah, can I say where you worked?
Yeah, go for it, man.
Do you know Surya used to write for Gutfeld?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice, dude.
For 9 months.
How was that? What was that? So, what was the day in the life as a writer for Gutfeld?
It was I mean, so
that must have made your parents proud if they're like,
they were kind of just like, what the? They're just like, oh, cool, you have a job in comedy? And I was like, yep, it's for a late night talk show. And they were just like, oh, what is it, like Colbert? And I was like, close.
But Gutfeld's numbers were really good.
I was gonna say,
highest rated show in the late night TV show in the country, as they tell you every day when you go to work. Yeah.
So, like,
when you go to work,
listen, guys.
So did you
it's like hung up in the hallway like a baseball team hangs up the team like championships?
So did you get in? did you submit a writing packet, or did you have, like, somebody like, hey, I know this kid?
No, it literally works the exact same way as, like, a regular job listing, where you just, like, I went online and it said freelance writer for Gutfeld, just like on LinkedIn or Indeed jobs or whatever. And then they required you to submit a writer's packet. They required you to also submit, like, a resume. The show is pretty terrible, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but, like,
I don't
the jokes,
watch television. I'm that cool.
So
I've seen clips and stuff, and I will watch things because there are comics who I'm friends with that have been on.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes, but I feel like they're, like, good in spite of.
In spite of the show.
I guess at least, like, the other late night shows were comedy shows that became political, where this is political that's trying to become a comedy show.
Yeah, dude. It's just, but, like, I mean, the thing about that show is, like, it's the good, like, most of the jokes that will make it through to the monologue.
Yeah.
It's just, like, they will be bad. And then the ones that are good, like, Greg will, or Gutfeld will just butchered the delivery, so it'll just be like it all kind of just, like, evens out to just bad comedy.
I used to watch Red Eye, the show Gutfeld did, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah, Red Eye is cool.
Yeah, that was
awesome. And
that was also, it was the same thing where it was like, there's a whole political network, these are political guys, and then he's the funny one out of that.
Right, yeah.
But turning into just being a comedian is a whole different thing.
It's
like when a comedian tries to be a politician.
It's so yeah, exactly. It's so fucking stupid. But yeah, they just wrote out some jokes and stuff, and on like 2 pages, just like monologue jokes, like one-liners, topical, and submitted my resume. I think what they liked about me was that I was a brown guy, and that I was kind of, I was in like the Young Republicans in college.
Yeah.
Obviously I've, this is not stuff that I like talk about on stage because,
of course,
you know, it's
like, who knows? I mean, this is like fucking libtard New York City.
Right.
Where,
and I'm
like,
trying to get mad, like, non-binary puss and all that. But it's just,
and like those little shaved head fucks, like, they're like, they love the brown skin, hate any nuance in that. They hate the idea that a person with brown skin would have any view of the world other than theirs.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
It's a very like, oh, we love fucking diversity, but only if it feeds into the echo chamber. Like,
yeah,
it's
only like if they're like, wrong.
We like, yeah, it's like, yeah, we other, like, yeah, we like black people how they would show up in a Disney movie, not black people as they would show
who look
up.
Indian like, yeah, me. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Nah, it's
real fucking, real fucking N-word over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna say it. So,
what was
that's that? My feat of yeah. strength.
And also on the other side of it, liberals hate someone who's diverse and doesn't agree with them. Right wing people love someone who's diverse and kind of agrees with them on literally anything.
Exactly, yeah.
That was, for years, I always felt like the Joe Rogan thing, like now post-COVID, he's gone kind of a lot more that way, but for a while it was like 90% of the things he would say when he talked about politics were left-wing.
Yeah, totally.
And the left-wing would never talk about it. And the 10% of times he would say something right-wing, Fox yeah. News, Blaze, everyone would be like, look at him, he agreed with us on one thing. And the left would be like, fuck him, he's a yeah. conservative. Like, what? This is just bad strategy.
Or not even like, not even say anything right wing, but just like have someone who's right wing on the that podcast yeah. and then just be like, huh, that's an interesting point. And yeah.
he said that's an interesting point to yeah. this guy. But yeah, so if you have one opinion
yeah.
that is right wing and then you're brown and you're applying to work there, we got to get this guy.
You got to get this guy. But also, I mean, like, I don't know. It's, yeah, but they only really keep writers around for like 9 months.
Yeah.
So you know, the maximum. Yeah.
So well,
you went like the maximum amount of time. You
I think so. And could. Then like, I mean, I think there was an option or if they like you, well, they don't keep anyone like full time.
Yeah.
So I guess like you'd have your contract just restart.
Renew.
Or renew.
Maybe they could hire you on as head writer.
What, no,
was the, what was the day in the writer's room for you? Like, what was it like? Were you just at your desk, like hammering out jokes, or were you there with like people tossing out ideas? What was it like? Give a little insight to our 7 listeners.
It was pretty.
on
it was
what it's like.
I mean, it was really just like writing out monologue jokes with a bunch of people, and then they had like one head writer, and then he goes through all of them, and he picks the ones that he likes, and that's about it. It was really more like a part-time job than anything, because I'd just be like hanging around yeah. the offices, but then like it was really only like during the morning, like before like 1 p.m. that I was actually working, and the rest of the time I was just like, you know, fucking around.
Did you find like the writing process for Gutfeld helped your discipline in writing jokes for comedy, or was it a hindrance?
What a great
think?
Question. I you know it. You know what it was? It was kind of like, it's kind of why I like doing Comedy Fight Club, yeah. actually, to tie back to you guys, another right-wing comedy place. Yes. But it's just like, sometimes I'll be in kind of like a creative rut, or like yeah. a writing, and you kind of need to have like the structure of like a roast joke, or like a late night monologue joke to
yeah.
kind of just like force you back into a... I don't know, just like the cadence.
It almost gets you like the way you like the wording and just like word choice, syntax, word sequence to a joke.
Yeah.
If you do that over and over again, you almost start to just think and speak that way. And
right.
it kind of helps with when you're riffing, you'll
yeah.
say a riff that's already kind of a constructed joke because that's just how your mind works.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. yeah. It makes stuff like word economy and I think just like just set up punchline tag
yeah.
a little bit more. I don't know.
Like routine. Like
yeah,
muscle
routine
memory.
Or something. Yeah, exactly.
The Buff Boys. We're talking about muscle memory on the podcast.
Yes. And the most important muscle of all is, of course, the brain.
What were the other writers like? Was it comics or a mix of like comics, political people?
So it was weird. Or like, at least like when I was there, everyone was sort of centrist and everyone was kind of like a freelance writer. So
yeah.
people had written for like The Onion, Reductress,
yeah.
The New Yorker.
Nice.
And everyone
two
was,
of those are fucking awesome.
Two
one of them is fucking gay.
Yeah.
And
fuck
stupid.
Yeah. Fuck The Onion.
More like The Funyun.
Yeah, more like The Bumyun.
The Bumyun, dude, yeah.
But yeah, no, everyone was actually like super cool.
Yes.
And everyone was very reasonable. And I thought it would just be like a lot of like brouhaha like heads and dudes.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I mean, because I live in Bushwick and I guess
yeah.
like when I told people I was writing for Gutfeld, they were just like, oh my God,
you're
the devil incarnate.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude. But that's because you were doing shows in Brooklyn, dude. I bet if you went to Manhattan, they'd be like, ooh, television credit.
Yeah. Yeah, people in Manhattan were definitely cooler.
Yeah, that's all. It's always interesting when I see, like, there's been a few times where I've, like, done shows or stuff in Brooklyn, and they'll, like, I've heard the term Manhattan comedy used by Brooklyn comics when you say something kind of, like, edgy or whatever, almost like right-wing stuff does. But it's like, if you think Manhattan is right-wing, you're far in a bubble there.
For sure, yeah.
Manhattan audiences are mostly tourists. Like, that's, like...
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, when they say, like, Manhattan comedy, it should really just mean, like, oh, hack pandering for tourists.
Oh, 100%,
you know? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, like, if you do, like, some... I mean, like, at the Stand or the Cellar, it's not all tourists.
Yeah, it is.
No?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you go... Well, I mean, but even, like, if you go to the Pear or, like, the Comedy Shop, then it's gonna it's gonna mostly be, like, tourists.
Yeah.
And alcoholics.
And alcoholics.
Or alcoholics at best. Or, like, if they're just, like, there as fan, then it's going to be, like, a little Aaron Lipsky-type person.
Oh, what? Well, yeah, Legion of Skanks,
yeah,
groupies.
It's like, yeah, those are, like, the locals that are going. That's your... Okay.
Yeah.
Relax. Relax, right, Bubs? Look at this, dude. This is, like, the best animal-centric podcast in New York, dude.
Yeah.
Other people say, like, they're animal-friendly. We're actually, like, an animal shelter, dude.
Yeah.
So if you have a fucking sick and injured animal that needs a house, send it to us, dude.
Yeah.
Just DM me. I'll let you know where I live if you promise to just give me an animal and not come by and kill us.
They
you know?
All got rabies.
Yeah. That's fine, dude. Finn has rabies.
Hell yeah.
We just give him a little multivitamin and he's fine.
Mm. Nah, let's get fucked up.
Yeah. Nice, dude. So what are you? Would you ever go back to... A ride, or is it like I did that riding thing? It you know, I got what I needed. I'm out. Or you're like, oh, if I could find a more permanent thing, I'd do this forever.
Oh yeah, a more permanent thing, and also one that I wouldn't be ashamed or like sheepish about advertising.
Yeah,
it was weird because like I'd be on shows, and then like if I really like knew the host or like the producer, and like they were cool. Yeah. Could I be
they were
like
based?
Could I be like, hey, yeah, you can say that I'm like writing for Gutfeld right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know.
A lot of times you say it in front of a crowd, some people in the audience may feel a certain way about it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's,
but I don't know. I think it would be cool to have like a writing job. I mean, a writing job would be cool because I think it would just like open up doors to do more stand-up.
I'm sure like Gutfeld at this point, like it helped kind of like thicken up your...
I think it definitely
your
did.
Book and especially like your pamphlets of stuff.
I think so. Yeah. My portfolio.
So
is
your current writer's packet that you submitted, was it like a collection of jokes? Was it like a humor short story or a play? Like
no, it was literally just like one-liners. Just like literally just like monologue jokes. Just like one page, double-sided. I sent it to like a couple of people during that period, or like other comics, because they were just... After they saw that like someone like me could get the job, they were just like, "Well, fuck it, I should be writing for Gutfeld."
If a fucking brown guy could get it, I'm a white guy that pretends to be progressive. Yeah. I definitely got it.
Eric Asker in blackface. inside baseball.
But yeah, didn't I think you told me you wrote for like a paper in college that was like it was like a political one. I think you told me people like would do fake names because it was like right wing, and they didn't want anyone to know it was them writing.
Yeah, I wrote under the alias Stu Guffman.
Nice, dude.
And it was I don't know.
Can we find any of those like old articles online if we Google Stu Guffman?
Bro, you could, but also I think like the actual like publication itself kind of went under after I left
because
I was
like right
doing the heavy lift.
Like Babylon Bee type stuff?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm not even sure like anyone read it outside of the staff.
Mm.
Yeah. I know people just like hated us.
They probably didn't even need to necessarily read it. They're just like, I disagree with them politically, and I know that they're the enemy.
No, dude, they were right. There were some pretty like ridiculous like things written in that
like
publication.
What?
I don't know, just like stuff like
triggering the libs.
Yeah, but there were also just like some bad people on the writing staff.
Yeah.
Like people just like writing articles about how trans people are just men playing pretend, and it's just like dress up. Yeah,
yeah.
Which sounds like fun, but honestly,
to play dress up.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, but
pretty cool take.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm not gonna
start
lie.
Coming in first place in all these track and field events.
Dude, yeah, but I don't know. It was just Yeah, I don't know. You know, college is all about like exploration, right?
Yeah. And it's about also like being able to get away. When did you go to college?
I graduated in 21.
Okay, damn, yes, dude, you're a little youngin', dude. Mm-hmm. See, because like I went to college like in a time like pre like, you know, social media seeping into everything, so I could have like swastikas in my dorm room and shit. And it's like, look at this fucking funny thing. I fucking put a swastika up on my dorm room.
Love that.
And
everyone didn't know was this like, was a Hindu podcast.
Yeah. And they're
a
like,
Nazi Hindu podcast.
But now it would be like, I'd be on TikTok, like this fucking white supremacist in the fucking dorms of college.
I do remember.
Like, I'm so unfair.
I do remember a guy in my college, like in the quad we were in, there were a few nights. It didn't last long. We used to just go out in the middle of the quad and just party. But they were like playing soccer off the wall of like one of the art centers and all. Like, it was like a few weeks, and then the cops were there every night patrolling. We couldn't do it anymore.
Bro.
But there was one guy who was the president of the Stony Brook Freethinkers. They were an atheist group on campus.
Uh-huh. Sounds like fucking faggots, dude. Is there anything fucking...
And I was the president.
is there anyone like more obnoxious than someone who smugly doesn't believe in God? Like, yeah, I'm not a dumbass.
Yeah, dude.
Like, all right, congrats, dude. You know a logical... I fucking... don't believe in God. It's like, yeah, dude, no one fucking. Yeah. Ooh,
this might have been like cutting edge in 1933.
Yeah. It's so funny. But like in college, that's like a big thing. It's right. Or like also like getting being knowledgeable on any aspect of politics is also like a thing in college.
It's somewhat expected now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like where it's like, oh, fucking, that's what's up. You know, and it's like I feel like it's like they're moving away from the most important part, which is like just getting fucked up and like fucking hooking up
with guys,
whatever,
with guys.
Like, with dudes. Dude,
yeah,
making a man and a woman suck your dick at the same time and having them kiss as you
absolutely
climax, dude.
Yeah,
like, that's what it's all about. But now everyone's like
camping out in tents for Palestine.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's fucking cool. Did you see the one where they were like, "Get out of here, Jew"?
Okay, wait. Now that there might be something anti-Semitic, Joe's back on board.
Yeah, that was fucking. Remember that fucking Jew was trying to, I just want to go to class. They're like, get lost, Jew. Get out of here, fucking Jew. And he was like, no, I'm sorry. My dad committed a fucking Holocaust, but I want to fucking study my liberal arts. And they're like, get lost, Jew. This is our fucking identity. Fucking free Palestine.
Damn, it feels like I'm at Columbia right now, to be honest.
Joe, you gotta stop hanging out with those kids.
Something must have happened because like, I was reminded of a Facebook post I did in 2021, where I said, like, I don't know where I stand on the side of Israel-Palestine, but I'm for whichever one supports trans rights the most. Mm. Fucking.
Got a laugh from Kelly, dude.
Yeah, isn't that fucking awesome, dude? They're both fucking backwards cultures, all right? You're dying for fucking... Everyone's fucking getting all bent out of shape for what? A bunch of fucking goofballs that would... Honestly, let's be real. Fucking want to kill America if they could, dude. If they could take over America, they would be united and attacking us, dude. We need to fucking colonize the Gaza Strip, dude. We need to fucking...
Oh, dude, you lost... I thought you were talking about trans people.
Oh, that too, dude. Oh,
colonize trans people.
Colonize the Gaza Strip. Employ Gaza... employ trans Gaza... Gaza people to work at the Apple store there. Who's calling? Who is it? Oh my God. Speaking of Israel Palestine.
It's Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Bill Maher.
Damn, that'd be sick. Bill Maher is a Zionist. Isn't that fucking goofy?
He does pro Israel. I hate
it when like fucking chill people are like wildly like pro Israel or pro Palestine either way.
Bill Maher is chill.
And then like they're like, I smoke too much weed. Remember when Sarah Silverman was like in favor of the fucking Holocaust that the Jews were doing? And she was
that
like,
is
it's
an
cool.
insane thing to call.
And then she was like, oh, I smoke too much pot. Sorry. Fucking not
oh,
everything.
Did she say
about...
that's why she was pro Israel?
Yeah.
She smoked
too much
weed.
She was pro the Israel government doing whatever it took. Like she was in favor of them, like cutting off power in the Gaza Strip and all that stuff. Sarah Silverman, DM me your titties and all will be forgiven. Not bad for a fucking disgusting old broad, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, not bad, dude. That's the cool thing about this age we live in now, dude.
Yeah. What is she? She's like
52.
Jewish.
52? Yeah. Oh. No way, dude.
But yeah, the I remember the kid who was in charge of the Freethinkers. I remember him.
That's what we were talking about.
I want to bring this up because he had. I want to bring it back. We were talking about
back on track
before someone said strip and guy. Yes.
Before I just mentioned that someone I went to college with was an atheist.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember one of those nights we were partying. He took his shirt off and like spray painted
a bunch of tattoos on it.
No, it was all like drawn on. Yeah, yes, nice. Literally, he had a swastika drawn on him.
Oh, for real?
And
oh
my God. A whole bunch of other stuff also.
I think drawing a swastika on a person is the lowest form of humor.
No, we didn't draw it on him. He drew it on himself.
Wait, it was like a tattoo, or it was like a.
So we no, it was like he drew a bunch of things on him.
Oh, dude, that's.
And
why did he do it?
I don't know, because he was because he didn't believe in God.
Damn,
I don't know.
He doesn't believe in God, but like you know what? Even like Nazism, is kind of dorky because you know they're like, well, we got
anything political.
Well, anything that's like we got to oppress this other religion because this religion's wrong. It's like, well, all religion is wrong because there's nothing. Like when we die, we fucking die.
Yeah,
right. You know. So it's like even Nazis, as cool as they were still dorks at their core.
Yeah.
Because like there was still God factored into it in some way.
Yes.
Right. You know. Yeah.
And like really, what you should just do is just fucking be.
Yeah.
How fucking chill is that, dude?
Dude. Yeah. Real just John Lennon be. Take.
Real John Lennon. Real
hey,
John.
Hey guys, Nazis, Jews.
It's all fucking. They're all chill, dude.
Has someone
imagine
tried?
All the Nazis.
Has someone tried going to the Middle East and singing Imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine all the Nazis.
That might actually, if that works.
Yeah.
Like in like 20 years when this conflict's still going on.
Yeah.
Like people
There's
be
no
so
way this
pissed.
Conflict's still going
people
on.
People be so. Oh, 100.
In
well,
20 years, you think it's not going
this
on?
This is
going
to be over in a couple weeks, guys. Yeah.
How's it ending? Who's
now
winning?
Now that
Israel Palestine are just going to sink to the bottom of the
ocean. Now that Gen Z's out on college campuses, it's going to be over soon.
Yes, dude.
Sucks for the kids that, like, they graduated high school during the pandemic. And now their college graduation gets fucked up, dude.
Oh man.
It's like, damn, that's gay, dude. But at the same time, it's also like, those are milestones, but it's not like as big in the cosmic sense.
Was there, sure, what school did you go to?
I went to UPenn.
UPenn. Were there, because there were never really any like big protests or anything on my camp. Were there any protests there?
Nah, dude. I mean, like, if there were, then I definitely... I mean, it was all over, like, kind of bullshit stuff, like recycling and whatnot.
Yeah, I would see something like that every once in a while, a few people, like, demonstrating, but it was never, like, what they're making it seem like, at least, or what you see videos of now.
Yeah.
I never saw anything like that. Do you ever see any of that in college? Was it Iraq War stuff? You're old.
It wasn't Iraq War. It was Afghanistan.
Oh, we would get
Afghanistan.
We would get some of those, like, Baptist church protesters.
Really?
On, like, or, like, the Westboro Baptist church protesters on campus. And
they're
students. Would like, well, they would just be like fucking women in yoga pants or sluts, and like gay people should burn in hell.
Nice, dude.
And then students would just all like kind of crowd around them and like try to be heroes and be like, "Fuck you, you piece of shit!" And I'd be like, "There is nothing that
being accomplished by either side here."
Yeah. So what I would do is I just like go up to them and like. Say fuck hell yeah brother and just like give him a little like fist bump because that really catches them off guard.
Actually
finding
how would
someone
they react,
they'd be like, oh, not you, like, what? What are you?
Not you, the white one. Nice, dude.
Hey, talk to your friend, we like him more.
So you were in college during like the pandemic?
I was like, well, my senior year was when so it broke out like spring of my junior year, and then senior year, I guess like fall, well, vaccines came out like in February of my senior year. Mm-hmm. The whole senior year was like pass fail, fully remote.
Damn.
I was just on campus. It was like the ultimate senior year.
Yeah. Senioritis.
Yeah. Senioritis
hard,
kicked
yeah.
in for like, yeah, I didn't do any work.
How could you?
I got like, if I was graded on any of my courses, like I'd just have like straight D's throughout, but everything was pass fail. So I just like, I goofed
passed,
around. I passed,
yeah.
I almost failed a couple of times, but then like I'd talk to the teacher and I'd be like, or the professor, and I'd be like, I'm so close to graduating.
don't honestly, yeah. Like, it's like during the event, it's like, fuck, all right.
Yeah, you know. Come on. I got long COVID.
Yeah. That bullshit, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, I do remember one time using as an excuse for, I had a paper that I just like procrastinated and then needed like a couple extra days to finish.
Bro.
And like 6 months earlier, that was when I was wrestling. I had a wrestling match where I broke my finger in the match.
Yeah.
And you could still, like, even now, my pinky doesn't bend straight down without me coming around for it. So I like went in and just showed the teacher and said I was in the hospital all day yesterday with this broken finger.
Swag,
can I get a couple extra days? Use a wrestling injury as an excuse to get an extension on a paper.
Dude, that's it. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like
still
valid, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but the injury.
Still, still plagiarized the whole thing.
I just need a few more days to copy and paste.
Hey, no, Matt, this is a Wikipedia article. You left the logo in.
Just printed the page entirely. That's www.
Yo, you want to see something fucked?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I can, so you know how you can bend, you can straighten your fingers and stuff?
Hell yeah, dude.
It's my middle fingers.
Whoa, what the hell?
Whoa.
What the fuck is that? What's going on with that? How'd that happen?
So, like, my mom and my dad are a, I guess, like...
Cousins.
No, like, so my mom's mom is married to my dad's dad...
okay, so like not blood related, but
no, yeah. They are directly blood related. I don't know what you. I guess like they're technically brother and sister.
Whoa!
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. That's I mean, I don't know. I feel like they are probably like cousins.
Yeah,
like they're probably because I don't know. My parents met because like it was an arranged marriage, but like their grandparents were best friends and they like lived right next to each other, and it was. I was like, okay, well, that doesn't really happen back in that.
Yeah, it wasn't arranged. It was nudged.
It was nudged.
A nudged marriage.
Yeah, it was keeping in the family. Yeah.
Yikes, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude.
Is that common? Because like, I see like a lot of like websites, like they have like these like crazy mutations, and a lot of them come out of India.
Yeah, dude. I mean, probably. I don't know.
Like, there's two-faced, like there's like a two-faced person. Like, there's all kinds of crazy.
Wait, there's a lot of those in comedy.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's scary, dude.
A lot of fucking backstabbers.
I've seen some gross shit on the internet, man.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Dude, family strokes, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Any of your siblings got any fucked up fingers?
Well, I got a retard brother.
Yeah.
Really?
I got an autistic brother.
Matt's autistic. It's not like retarded.
But he's got like beautiful fingers.
Nice.
He got that. I take autism over these fucking things any day of the
these
week.
Claws.
Yeah.
Can't you just say you have arthritis?
Arthritis? I could, I
you
guess.
You don't need to say you're like an arranged marriage incest baby. You can just say you're fucking carpal tunnel.
Yeah, I know, but that's like so normy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I got
like
be
being
unique.
An incest baby, you know, it adds a little bit of flavor, a little exotic flair to quote.
It helps helps with the diversity angle.
Exactly, yeah. Because there's so many fucking brown comics out there, but how many do you know that are like, you know... whose parents went against the laws of nature and bone each other in spite of being blood relatives.
Yeah. Jaffer Khan.
Oh. Fine, but how many do you know who, on top of all that, wrote for Gutfeld?
Oh. That's true.
Now I'm just a dick about it.
But yeah, you said you were jacked in college. Were you actually like working out in college?
I was, dude.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
That was, and then like, I don't know, the pandemic hit and it's not like I got depressed, but I got a girlfriend right before the pandemic broke out and I'd never had one before.
Nice, dude. Matt's never had a girlfriend either, dude.
it was, but before the pandemic broke out?
Just now, dude.
I gotta go.
Nice, dude.
But yeah, then after that happened, I just like realized that I didn't really need to work out anymore.
Well, you're doing it to get girls.
I mean,
that's
what I realized as soon as I got a girlfriend. I was just like, oh, she, like, unless I do something really bad, I can just let myself turn to shit and she'll
Yeah, but
and
then,
she has no real good reason to leave me.
But if she does leave you or she dies, then you're like, now it's like not only am I single, but now I have like a shit body on top of it, dude.
Exactly, dude.
So you gotta be careful.
What if she gets out of shape? Then you dump her, right?
No, but no. Nah, I don't care about that. I'll fuck anything, as you know. just kidding. What? Hey,
Nice, dude. But did you play any sports or anything growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I was, dude. I just played a bunch of like games. I played like soccer, cricket. Baseball, cricket, the brown man's baseball,
pogs.
I did cross country. I did track and field.
Okay,
I did tennis. I mean, those are in high school.
Tennis is probably outside of like cricket, the sport that is like the one Indian kids play.
No, yeah, it's not. That's like a white person sport.
No, Indian kids play tennis.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
dude.
They do.
Because remember, when Venus and Serena Williams tried to play tennis, everyone was like, "Look at these fucking brown people."
Well, not a lot of black people.
Yeah,
play tennis.
Black people, brown. Wait,
Joe can't tell the difference between black and Indian people.
the most you can get.
Remember when Barack Obama was elected?
The blackest guy to play tennis was Andre Agassi because he smoked crack.
Oh, he smoked meth.
Same thing.
No.
Crack, meth, black, brown.
I've done it all, man. It's all good.
Israel, Palestine. Yeah.
You want a cappuccino, you want a latte. It's all the same ingredients, baby. The presentation is just a little different.
Yeah. What was your favorite of any of the ones you played? Did you like any of them?
Yeah, what was your favorite sport? I loved all of them, dude. Yeah. I love baseball. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, baseball is fun.
What'd you play? What position? Or did you just rotate?
I was an outfielder.
Ooh.
Go
in the outfield. Angels in the outfield.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fucking sit in the grass all day. Yeah. Fucking pluck away.
Depends on what level, but at first, like, if you're young and starting out and you're an outfielder, it means you weren't a good fielder.
Dude, yeah, totally. And it was so great because I was, like, a fat kid in middle school.
Oh, really?
So I would just sit on my
chill
ass.
In the outfield.
Was some of your exercising, like, to, like, get away from that image of being a fat kid?
Damn, dude, I didn't know this was that kind of podcast.
It is, dude.
No,
we cover all the big topics: Israel, Palestine, your deepest, darkest insecurities.
Well, I like in high school, I actually started like I played sports all through like my childhood, but I wouldn't like try until like I think ninth grade because that's when I actually realized that like I like girls were hot.
Yeah.
Because
they like guys who play sports.
Yeah, they like guys who play sports and don't have tits.
Yeah.
The ones that do are gay. But yeah, that's when I actually started,
trying sports.
Yeah. And like being like, all right, maybe I shouldn't eat like a chocolate sundae every fucking night.
Nah, then you get a little old and you realize maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe I should. Nothing else matters.
Can you play anything in college?
I did like cross country for a while.
Did you do the Penn relays?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I wasn't like that good or that like dedicated.
Okay. And I worked security once at the Penn relays.
Yeah, dude, you were telling me.
I would do different events, and that was like after like 2 or 3 years, the first time I got to be a supervisor, which was weird because like half the security company, they're like 40, 50-year-old.
Right.
If you ever see people working security at a any kind of event, a concert, sporting event, and I was like 23.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And it was the Penn relays, and I had one of the gates I was supervising had I think it was like 10 lanes, but we only had 6 guards. We were short staffed. So I just had to like
spread your legs.
Yeah, basically. And so like sometimes with an event you kind of get a little of an experience of what is happening there.
Uh-huh.
And I'd kind of heard of the Penn relays before. I didn't, it's a big like track and field event at the University of Pennsylvania. And then, but that day I was just watching like checking people's bags
dude.
The entire day.
Oh, that fucking blows.
And just getting yelled at by people who are finding out certain things aren't allowed inside that they didn't realize weren't allowed.
Hey, you can't bring crack into the Penn relays. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't bring it in, dude. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's all good.
No, that's awesome. That's sick. That's
So Penn relays is kind of like top of track and field.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it wasn't like, I don't know. The thing is, like, it wasn't like a big thing within the university.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't like advertised and people wouldn't like come to watch it. Like, Penn's not like a big sports school.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a bunch of like, I mean, nerds.
Yeah.
So whenever there is like, I don't know, whenever there is something like Pen Relays, you won't really go out to support it unless you actually have like a friend who does. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like a lot of things that happen on college campuses that we hear about now are more for people outside of the college than there.
Yeah, dude. It's a lot of like alum bullshit.
Yeah, or like that. Bill Clinton spoke in my college when I was there, and most of the kids on campus didn't really care.
He was like, I'm just looking for some pussy.
How many of you are over 18? We all are. It's college.
Yeah. Well, it was.
I gotta go.
Apparently, like during the speech, he was there. He said our campus was like the second most diverse in the country. So that was the thing that everyone was like saying around campus. Like, we're actually the second most diverse company. It was a big pre med school, so it was just like half Indian and Asian kids.
Okay.
So I guess that's what they meant by diverse, basically.
Nice. It sounds pretty fucking I don't
gay.
Know. Sounds gay, dude.
Sounds pretty gay. I went for journalism and history though, which is also gay, but it's not. Pre-med?
Yeah. Wait, did you get a journal? Do you have a journalism degree?
History with a minor in journalism.
Yikes. Oh man!
Originally,
you
I
have
went,
a history degree.
Yeah,
you should use it. You should teach.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Matt?
You can be like Bobby Sheehan, who now does presidential. Yeah.
Well, me and him are both. We both talk about history stuff a lot. We visited.
You
like,
guys should do a podcast.
Van Buren home together. Yeah, we both nerd out about history a lot. But no, I went for journalism originally because I was playing sports and I was like,
I need something to fall back on.
Yeah. It's like I'd be a sports journalist because I would just see sports journalists on TV and all they did was argue about sports on ESPN. And I was like, yeah, I could do that job.
It'll just be like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah. And then Stony Brook had a school of journalism that was like all these like Newsday writers there. And I think 2 years in, I would still be able to graduate on time because I had taken history classes if I changed my major to history.
Gotcha.
And I didn't want to stay later, but I didn't want to. I took a class called The Business of Journalism that I think would make anybody with a conscience not want to be a journalist.
What did they say in the class? Like,
it was just
lie about everything. It doesn't
well,
matter.
I think
that's how you stay in the business.
the first couple of years is you're learning about the integrity of being a journalist. They talk about it being noble. The business of journalism is when you learn actually the most important thing is getting eyes on what you're doing, getting people to pay attention.
Being
first.
It's just some old guy in like a trench coat.
Matt's like, all right,
but when do I get the fedora with the card that says press in it?
hey, mister, when do we learn about meeting up with shady characters in parking lots and exchanging documents in the dark?
We watched the movie about Watergate with Deep Throat and everything. There was some movie we watched about it where it was like, they're trying to hype you almost like being a journalist is a superhero those first couple years. And then the business of journalism is like, actually, you have to be evil and heartless.
Yeah.
I remember there was a speaker who came to campus who told a story about being at the site of some plane crash, and he was taking
9/11.
Photos of it. And
that's 9/11.
Yeah. It was a plane crash 9/11.
And there was like a mom crying over her like her kid was on the plane.
I'm a fucking dork, dude.
And he's just like, I gotta get this.
No, it was the opposite. He said he didn't take the picture because he felt so bad. And the next day in our journalism class, the teacher for the class, we all went to see the speaker. The next day, the teacher was like asking us what we thought about it. He's like, I liked everything he said. The one thing I disagreed with, you got to get that picture. Made a point to tell everyone in the class, you have to get that pain to convey that.
It's true. It's right.
If you agree with that, that's true, that's fine, but that's not what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah, it's like in nature photography, like when a small animal is getting attacked by a larger animal, they don't interfere. They don't like protect like the baby cubs. They have to give an accurate representation of how things played out.
Yeah.
I mean, get a picture of that fucking crybaby bitch.
Wah, my baby's dead. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Is your pussy broken?
Hey.
Make a new one. Hey. Get back up there. Make a new one.
Hey, sweetheart, do that again, but this time give me angry. Yeah. Give me...
Approaching the tragedy.
You're just getting closer and closer.
Now you're like a little horny that the kid died.
Let me get one from down here.
Sultry.
This is good photojournalism right here.
They turn on the fan so like her hair is like blowing in the wind.
You're on one of those carts that like mechanics are on. They're fixing.
He's adjusting the lens. He's throwing it. The assistant's catching it and handing him a new one. He's changing the lens. Excellent. The Kevin loves you.
Dude, I
put her on the great blowing at the wind, the Marilyn Monroe picture.
Did you just have a little fan on bro? In middle school, we actually had a speaker who came, and his whole like thing was that like he was in the towers when 9/11 happened, and he got out.
Nice.
And he was like a motivational speaker, and he just travels around talking about how he survived 9/11.
Sometimes you just gotta run out those. He was on like the second floor.
Yeah. He was like, I remember we got the hell out of there, and oh, it was brutal. It was terrible, and we were all just like, yeah, this is like all. But like, come on! Like, you couldn't have gotten like some people out of there. Like, it's
That,
if you would like stop 9/11, I think that's like a or you know,
like Steve Ranazzisi did
exactly.
Yeah,
fucking.
I wish I damn dude. I feel like if you're in like a
such
giant
an insane
tower,
thing to lie.
If you're in a giant tower in New York, like you have to have emergency body suits, like to get out of there and like to fucking like.
Oh,
fly
for
out.
Sure, yeah.
That'd be
yeah.
fucking sick.
That'd be sick, man.
That'd be sick, dude. That'd make a fucking like. You know?
Everyone's in an.
Not
aisle.
Fucking yeah, dude. I'm fucking flying, dude.
Not.
Psych.
9/11.
If we just psych. Like, if we just got rid of the fucking military and put all tax dollars to Iron Man suits in every office,
we'd have we'd still have money left over. Everyone can get another fucking $25 gift card,
dude. Yeah. That is crazy.
We'd all have healthcare.
Yeah. Everyone gets a fucking flying suit and a $25 gift card to Arby's, dude.
Yeah.
Not even a flying suit, but just like a parachute, dude. Yeah. A fucking parachute. Dude, over $4 billion of taxpayer money goes towards the military.
Yeah. Nice. You get that at Gutfield? Was that one of the facts you fucking had to know about? The gut filled Bible.
I actually got it because I watched that movie War Dogs last night.
Okay. I mean, they call it our defense spending. Why is it called defense when we all don't get a parachute?
Exactly.
Good job defending us during 9/11, dude. You can't even defend us against a Boeing, dude.
Yeah.
Boeing will fuck you up, too, dude.
Yeah.
What's
been going on? Yeah, there's like doors flying off of planes.
Two
or
different whistle. And then two different employees at Boeing were like, hey, I'm a whistleblower. I'm going to speak out against this. And they both died.
Oh, I did see that.
Like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, mysterious. Like one was like a suicide. Yeah. And everyone's like, come on, dude. Boeing, knock it off. But also, please do not kill me.
Dude, wait, that's what? So gangster though, fucking
yeah,
like,
pretty sick.
Yeah, like a fucking like Boeing of all companies, just being like I don't know, offing people.
Yeah,
it's kind of nuts. Like when
that's
you think,
wild.
Like imagine like Baskin and Robbins fucking killing employees.
Damn, but and.
Those are whistleblowers.
I mean, that's the lesson. If you're going to be a whistleblower, don't tell everyone you're about to be a whistleblower. Just blow the whistle.
Yeah,
that's pretty dumb. Why are you doing that?
Hey, guys, I got a big announcement, and people are not going to be happy.
Did you see, I saw something recently, more tweets from Malik Obama. Barack Obama's brother, who's like...
Is that guy really his brother, though?
Is he really? Do you know anything about
this?
Or
is it how, like, black people are like, my brother?
No. No, he's African. He's got pictures of him from, like, back in the day, and he's, like, super MAGA.
Oh, he's African. Well, that proves it.
That proves it.
His son, Obama, is very bad.
His Indian brother.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find a picture. I'll see if I can find it. I sent it to one of my friends.
His
I'll
girlfriend, dude.
It.
Hey, babe, look at this. You think I could beat up this guy? That's essentially like beating up the president, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, 12 years ago, this would have been so cool.
Here it is. Picture of Malik with Barack. Me and a fake-ass snake. Barack Obama when he was a nobody before he became a snob. And someone wrote, Malik, is he gay? He goes, a faggot.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck if he says so.
I think it's like from his father's side, who's not was never really in his life anyway. So he probably doesn't know. They don't know each other.
And also, like, fuck your extended family, dude.
Yeah. Right?
Like, let's get down to it.
Like, it's like a half brother. I
mean, everyone acts like it's like, oh, he's his fucking cousin. They have insight. It's like, okay, how often do you see your fucking family, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how often
it's Mother's Day. I haven't even made the call.
No, dude. And that's the woman that fucking shit you out, dude. Yeah. Imagine somebody that's just like you're fucking. Imagine, like, it's just, like, the fucking child of some woman your dad's brother raped. And this guy's got insight to me?
Is that what you think happened, dude?
That's all I'm guessing.
Meet the Obamas.
Yeah, dude.
That's the new
my family tree.
Kendrick song.
My family tree is twisted, dude.
Damn, we need Kendrick to do a diss track on Obama now. Meet the Obamas. Sick.
My family tree is a weeping willow, bro. My family tree is like that one from Harry Potter and Prisoner of Azkaban.
It's a bummer of a one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. That's fucking sick,
remember when Tucker Carlson interviewed the crackhead who was like, I sucked Obama's dick.
Yeah, dude. And people were just like, well, his argument has merit.
Did you ever interact with any of the other people at Fox when you were at Gutfeld?
No, I didn't. I kind of wanted to. I mean, like, while I was... There's another comic who works for Fox News.
Yeah.
And
Ryan
I think
Long.
Not for long?
No, Ryan Long.
Ryan Long?
Does he work for them?
I'm just guessing.
I was talking about Rebecca
Kaplan?
No, Rheingold.
Oh, she
Rebecca
does?
Rheingold.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt's crush?
Ooh, man.
Uh-oh. I wasn't supposed to say that on the pod.
Looks like he's getting fatwa'd. but yeah, dude,
she does look like a Fox News girl.
Yeah, yeah, and she's very open about it in her act.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, it would have been cool if we had, like, met up while I was working there, because I feel like we could have, like, colluded and, like, maybe...
What, you want to go back to my cubicle and write?
Come on, man.
Nice, dude. There you go.
No, dude, not like that.
Come on, dude. Exactly like that.
I'm gay. That's why you had me on.
Oh, the Kevin Spacey approach. Perfect.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm gay. How could I rape you?
When in doubt, come out as gay.
The old, yeah, I'm a gay guy. Oh, raping people. I'm gay. Come on.
Sure, you're gay when it's convenient.
Yeah. You know, Kevin Spacey has a documentary coming out.
He does,
soon.
Dude. I just watched the trailer for
it. I watched the trailer
morning.
For it, too. It looks sinister.
It looks kind of sick.
It looks like, he was fucking raping dudes like crazy.
Well, he's not guilty on any of the charges.
No, he got completely exonerated.
So did Harvey Weinstein. Finally,
dude.
It's like
the justice system. Yeah.
You know,
against.
I think
powerful white men with money to spend.
Yeah, we've seen the Me Too movement. We're about to enter the Nuh-uh movement.
Not so fast movement.
Yeah, hey, you're a rapist. Yeah. Nuh-uh.
We're hashtag Uno reverse card.
Nice, dude. Now the women.
No, you're a rapist.
Yeah. Now the women have to go to jail for getting raped. Yeah. You're going to jail for being impure. Yeah.
Anyone else have any opinions about me?
Yikes, dude. It really makes you think, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He's like a...
What is the documentary about?
He raped men.
Oh, it's... Wait,
allegedly.
Oh, it's a documentary about Kevin Spacey.
You said
he has a documentary. I thought he was making a documentary.
My side of the story, he was just like... He's like, oh, all of a sudden, it's my fault I fell in love.
Yeah.
It would be cool if he came out with, like, a documentary that was just, like, which had nothing to... Which was just about, like, the actor's craft.
Yeah.
Like, today.
Kevin Spacey's documentary is just about how he got into acting.
Ever since I was a young boy.
Yeah.
Hot.
Dude, oh, man.
He is kind of, like, making... He is getting back into movies, but they're all in, like, I don't know, Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic or something.
That's crazy.
You just dead named the Czech Republic?
Shut the fuck up. you guys will edit that out in post, right?
That's wild. So anyway, is it like, is that like an English speaking role? And
yeah, dude. I just saw. No. Oh, so he's like, he like a couple months ago he came out with this trailer for this movie that he's in where he plays like an assassin, and like it looks like the most low budget. foreign piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and my heart just goes out to him. <You know? laughs> No, I
feel really bad for Kevin Spacey for what he's going through now.
Yeah, man. What a fucking, no, I mean, yeah. It's, yeah, I don't know.
Because he had House of Cards, which was a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, I don't know, it is crazy just like being a foreign producer and just not, and just being like, all right, I guess we'll take like this. Yeah. Rapist.
It's
who
like
can't work anywhere else. The
pro wrestling version of going to wrestle in Mexico. Anytime a wrestler gets accused of anything, they always show up in one of the Mexican wrestling promotions. There was you remember Alberto Del Rio?
Of course.
I don't know. Are you a wrestling guy at all?
Not really.
Yeah. There was a guy, Alberto Del Rio, who came up wrestling in Mexico. His family was all wrestlers. He was in WWE for a while. And then I think he was like charged with sexual assault. I think at this point he was actually like exonerated. But it was like a whole bunch of shit. He had like accused of beating up a girl.
He beat
was,
up
like,
Paige.
Yeah, I think
times.
So.
But
yeah.
He's a wrestler.
And, yeah. He did, and he did it for real.
Yeah. That's all. People say wrestling's fake. Look at what this guy did.
And then, like 2 weeks ago in Mexico, he had a match and he wore a T-shirt the entire match. And he always used to just wear the like little tights. He had a T-shirt that was way too tight, so it's like crawling up halfway up his stomach. And he's not in terrible shape, worse shape than he was compared to most people. He's still in good shape,
right,
but
right,
wearing
right.
that like extra small shirt that's riding up the stomach, not a great look.
Oh man, yeah, that guy burnt out.
Yeah,
that sucks.
There was also
wait,
like
no, a, it doesn't, no.
There was also a video of him like a few months ago, like making an entrance, and the camera panning. It's like an elementary school gym with like 15 people in it.
Oh, no. That's funny, dude. That's
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, so Kevin Spacey's doing these foreign films, but they're not good. I mean, I guess, if you're the foreign film producer, you're probably going to get more attention with Kevin Spacey than any other movie you would ever make.
For sure. But I mean, like, in your home country, like, surely you can't, like, surely there's, like, some, like, Polish equivalent of Robert Downey Jr. that you could get for, like, a lot less.
Yeah.
Than, like, you know, some A-lister rapist from the U.S.
Yeah, I wonder how much difference in the how much money they'll make with it, how much more they'll make with Kevin
Spacey.
I mean,
I'll fucking see it, dude.
Yeah.
I'll see it in theaters.
I'm gonna watch it.
I mean, I waited till the Batman came out on Max to see it, but nice. This, I'm going opening day.
Honestly, every time I see a movie in theaters and then I see when it's available, like I just saw Iron Claws on Max, I'm like, fuck, I spent money on that.
Bro, dude, I had the exact same reaction because I bought that movie too.
Yeah, every single time I see a movie in theaters and then 2 months later I can see it for free, I'm like, fuck, I blew it.
Yeah.
I just saw that movie. I couldn't get over Zac Efron's fucked up looking face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wild. Dude. He got plastic surgery for sure.
Yo, he definitely got plastic. He got all kinds of plastic surgery, and I'm sure, like, the steroids he was abusing fucking changed his fucking bone structure and shit.
Yeah, that's
dude.
What happened with Camille. Yeah.
And also,
he looks fucking weird now. He looks like that fucking ultimate Giga Chad meme, you know, where it's like, yes.
Oh, this is a Gen Z podcast.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, that gyat is artificial for sure. yeah, dude, it's no, it was funny because I was reading reviews for the Iron Claw afterwards, and people were just like praising Zac Efron's restrained performance. I was like, no, that's surgery. That's it's.
Yeah, he can't move his fucking face.
Yeah, he
anymore.
Can't move his face. That's what.
It's just so. It's just so wild because like when you would like look at when he came out in like High School Musical, it was like, damn, this guy's gonna be like the next like all of those like pretty boys from like the 2000s.
Justin Timberlake.
Well, they just all got like so much like plastic surgery and filler and like too much now, and now they just all look fucking kind of crazy.
Yeah. Timberlake still looks great though.
Timberlake still looks good.
Only after he found out he fucking forced Britney Spears to have an abortion, which is the coolest shit.
Oh, really? Is that real?
Yeah,
apparently.
He fucking tied her up to one of those old-timey torture devices and kept cranking it so her arms would be pulled in one direction and her legs are pulled in the other, and then he started like fucking beating her fucking stomach like Rocky Balboa with a frozen piece of meat, dude.
And while he was doing it, he was just going, rock your body.
Yeah, dude. All right, Matt. It's time for the fetus. Speaking of fetus Justin strength. Timberlake being strong and forcing Britney Spears to have an abortion.
Yes. I found an article. It's funny that we were just talking about history, me being a history nerd. The one I found, I did look up. I was thinking, I was like, I didn't know we were going to talk about Gutfeld or not, but it got me in. I was like, let me look up political feats of strength and see if there's anything out there. Not like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse Ventura, someone who was like a bodybuilder that then got into it.
Yeah.
But I was looking it up, and some of them, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like one of them is like John Quincy Adams did his version of a cold plunge. He would skinny dip at 5 a.m. every day. I'm like, that's where the bar is for a politician to feed a strength. But
something Norwegian people do.
Yeah. But Theodore Roosevelt's got like legit feats of my crush Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Rheingold Roosevelt.
Theodore
Roosevelt. Yeah. Dude.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Matt's actually gonna beat you up after the pod, dude. I can't protect you, dude. You guys may be united in backwards hat appreciation.
He's gonna pull a Bane on me.
Yeah, you make fun of his woman, dude. He's gonna break your fucking back, dude. He'll fucking rip you in half, dude. Like the Hulk. Ah! I'm sorry, Matt. Go on with your project.
Now Matt's just angrily scrolling through Instagram.
Guys, come on.
Fucking bullshit.
You interrupted his presentation, dude.
I'm sorry.
Now I gotta start all over. Yeah.
All right, John Quincy Adams.
Sixth president of the United States. His father was also president of the United States. Theodore Roosevelt went on a 1,500-mile expedition down an unmapped river in the Amazon after he ran for president and lost. He's like, all right, I'm going on vacation. But his vacation was to go on an unmapped river through the Amazon.
Dude,
Day one, killed two jaguars.
That is like a dude's eat, pray, love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is.
He came back from the brink of death in Brazil. He had a leg wound that left him feverish and with malaria. He was 60 pounds lighter when he returned home and immediately went moose hunting.
Damn, dude. He went on like a cut.
Also, he was bulking when he was president. Then he went on a cut.
Hell yeah.
Also, maybe it's a famous story, but he was shot on the way to give a speech and then gave the speech for 90 minutes.
For 90 minutes?
Yes. He was shot on the way to give a speech, coughed and saw he wasn't coughing up blood. She's like, I'm fine. And he goes to the speech, holds open his coat to show the like blood coming through the shirt, shirt, and goes, it takes more than that to kill a bull moose.
And everyone was just like, he's delirious.
No, everyone was like,
that's why, like, it's like, there are no iPhones there. So he was like, yeah, and then I said this, and everybody clapped, dude. He's like a guy recounting something on Reddit. He was like, yeah, they tried to shoot me, but I was so fucking strong.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, no, and then I went and I gave a speech. And while most speeches are 20 minutes, mine was 90 minutes. And I said, look how strong I am. I'm a bull moose.
Yeah.
And everyone clapped.
He got a paper cut and immediately called it the whole thing off. That's the reality.
So yeah, those were two of the feats of strength. The number one is Kristen Gillibrand giving birth while serving in Congress. She can't be the only one who's ever done that, though.
There's got to be some congressman that passed a kidney stone and then went on to like pass a bill or something.
But when you say like giving birth while so she was in like the chambers or whatever, and she was pushing a baby.
Yeah,
they went into, like, she was doing a filibuster.
Yeah,
like all of a sudden she went into labor.
Who? At 9 months pregnant, she spent 12 hours on the House floor so that she could vote on a farm bill.
God, bitch, take it, fucking
yeah.
And you know women are just going to use that against
us. And then
that
evening, she went into labor.
Gay.
Yeah. See, also, Paul Ryan's on here because there was that like picture of him like flexing.
He's just in good shape.
He's in decent shape. He's like in good shape for a politician.
Didn't he like fall off the face of the earth too?
Yeah.
What happened to that? He fucking vanished. Fuck, I forgot he existed.
Yeah, he was Romney's running mate.
Something like that.
Yeah, he was.
Fucking weirdos, dude.
Yeah. Trying to think who else is on here. We got Gerald Ford. He was just a football player.
Oh, dude, yeah. That yeah. old, yeah, picture, you can tell that old CTE, picture of him, dude. Like, yeah. fucking in college.
Yeah.
The fact he was always falling down like a retard, dude.
Yeah.
until fucking Papa Joe Biden took that throne as the most idiotic person in the White
yeah.
House.
Yeah, man.
Trump 2024, baby. MAGA, dude. Yeah. We're here with the fucking... we're here with the fucking face of the alt-right, dude.
Yes, that's me.
Head rider on Gutfeld, baby.
Mm-hmm. George Washington once threw a rock 250 feet across a river.
No, he didn't. All this stuff's made. Up, dude. All this shit. All right,
this
I don't
is just
believe.
Like, this is veering into mythology.
Yeah. I mean, that's every yeah. George Washington story. Yeah, he never told a lie. Chopped yeah. down a cherry tree.
I don't believe anything that happened before like fucking 2008 when iPhones came out.
What? Dude? You don't believe 9/11?
Even in the existence of cameras.
Nope. Exactly. Anything can be photoshopped, but now we get the real fucking deal, baby.
Yeah. Man.
We get
Gen
that
AI
shit. Yeah.
Oh, wasn't there? There was also that, I think it was like a Congress race in Montana where like one of the guys body slammed a reporter through a table or something.
Dude, that's hardcore.
I remember it was, tight. They didn't have video of it, but there was audio. So you just hear this reporter ask questions, then just go, ah! And you hear a crashing noise.
And then they played his ring music.
Yeah.
Message sent.
Yeah.
You guys remember Rob Ford?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
He died finally.
Yeah, he died. Finally, it caught up to him.
Good
but
heavens,
yeah,
dude. That fucking was, psycho. He was Canadian, too, which Canadian. Is so funny because you think, like, Justin Trudeau and, like, oh, I'm a Canadian. I'm nice.
Yeah.
Not
nice with brown face, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking, ooh. People are always upset about that, but, like.
Justin Trudeau doing brown face.
Yeah, but he didn't miss a spot.
Yeah, that's true. People don't ever talk about that.
Yeah, people don't talk about the insane makeup. Fucking prowess.
And he doesn't like, he wasn't doing it because like look at these fucking gross dumb people. He's doing like Aladdin rules, dude.
Yeah. Right,
I
want to
be like Aladdin, dude. Would we be mad if a fucking black person put white shit on his face? No, because it's like it comes from like a place of respect, dude. Well, like, I would be furious if he used that white face to have sex with a white woman, of course. Dude.
Right, yeah.
For sure.
But if he was doing it as like a sign of appreciation.
Well, isn't that the thing where like they don't want kids dressing up as Moana if they're not Polynesian? Because that's basically.
Yeah, and like Polynesians just have that one fucking thing.
Yeah, and
fucking Dwayne the retard Rock Johnson being like, oh, I'm fucking black and I'm fucking Polynesian. And I had the roughest life ever, but I'm also a superstar. Dwayne, get on my fucking podcast and fucking talk to us about this shit.
Yeah,
stop fucking around, dude.
Yeah, fuck you, but also you're welcome here anytime.
Yeah. Get on, like, stop fucking around, dude. Get on. You can either be the people's champ or you can put your money where your mouth is and do this fucking pod, dude.
This is what you need.
Yeah, will you pass? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, will you pass the Finney test? And by that, will my dog be somewhat nice to you when you get here? Find out, dude. All right. Sarah, where can we see you? We already know your show.
Actually, I have another show to plug. I'm one of those guys now.
Yeah,
where
please,
I run like
good.
Seven shows that Hell no one goes to. No, I started a weekly show with my boy Jack Barth.
Nice.
That one is at Star Bar in Bushwick.
Okay. Oh, Star Bar is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Hell
it's Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
Nice.
It's called Zin City.
Hell yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, it's the first that we know of nicotine-themed comedy show.
Is everyone on Zin?
Well, our idea is that we're going to take an audience member who doesn't Zin, doesn't smoke, has never done nicotine in their life. We're going to give them a Zin. They can't spit it out, and we're just going to watch what happens over the course of the hour.
Somebody has a heart attack.
Just have
them
all
waiver,
publicity
dude.
Is good publicity. Yeah. So,
or have one of those things like by walking into and watching the show, you agree that we can do whatever we want to you.
it is great because we are going for this like demo of people that are just like gross dudes.
Yeah,
and that's nice. And Star Bar as a venue, it's a great venue. It's solid, but like it's I've run shows there. For the like last year and a half.
Yeah.
And I find that like the people I bring to my shows are kind of the exact opposite of like the demo Star Bar usually lets in.
Mm.
Like they're letting in like queer people,
yikes,
you know, women. And then, like, I'm bringing in the people that all those people go to Star Bar to get away from, you know?
So I just want to not be murdered and have a drink at a bar.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Surya Deer's running a show here on Wednesday at 10 p.m., the most inconspicuous time, the one time slot where we finally feel safe.
Yeah.
Hashtag nuh-uh, dude.
Delicious callback, my friend.
Thank you.
Delicious, man.
But yeah, that's my blog.
All right. Thank you for joining
us. Thanks for having me, dude.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.